Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a chapter from his epistle to the Corinthians. May his blessings be with us. Amen. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The grace of God the Father be with all of you. Amen.
كأولاد الطاعة غير مشتركين ومتمثلين بالشهوات السابقة التي كنتم تصنعوها بجهل بل الذي دعاكم هو قدوس فكونوا أنتم أيضا قدسين في كل سيرة لأنه مكتوب كونوا قدسين لأني أنا أيضا قدوس وإن كنتم تدعون أبا الذي يحكم بغير محاباة حسب عمل كل واحد فسيروا زمان غربتكم بخوف علمين إنكم افتديتم لا بأشياء تفنى بفضة أو بذهب من سيرتكم الباطلة التي قد تستلموها من آبائكم بل افتديتم بدم كريم كما من حمل بلا عيب ولا دنس دم المسيح معروفا سابقا قبل تأسيس العالم قد أزر في الأزمان الأخيرة من أجلكم أيها المؤمنون بالله بواسطة الذي أقاموا من بين الأموات وأعطاه مجدا حتى إن إيمانكم ورجاءكم يكونان في الله لا تحب العالم أشياء التي في العالم إن العالم يزول شهواته معه وأما من يعمل مشيئة الله فإنه يبقى إلى أبد آمين
Yeah. A reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested in the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their holy blessings be with us. Amen. But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this is Jesus the Christ. Now after many days were passed, the Jews plotted to kill him. But their plot became known to Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down through a wall in a large basket. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists, but they attempted to kill him. When the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus. Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, and be mighty, and confirm the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and one God. Amen. Today, the 20th day of the blessed month of Tut, may God in the goodness and in it for us, and peace and tranquility where our sin and good are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. O my Father, my brethren, amen. On this day, the Church commemorated the departure of St. Theopista. She was married, she had a son, her husband died while she was still young. She vowed to spend the rest of her life in worship, asceticism, and raising her son in the fear of God. She started to practice the spiritual life. She preserved it in fasting, prayers, and kneeling. She went to Abba Macarius, Bishop of Nicaea, and asked him to pray on her and put on her the monastic garb. The bishop promised to fulfill her wish after she had tried herself for 1 year. She went to her house and shut herself in a small room. Her son, who was then 12 years old, was taking care of her needs. She embarked in strenuous worships with asceticism, with great devotion. The year elapsed, and the bishop had forgotten that he had promised his saint that he would put on her the garb of monasticism. One night, he saw her in his sleep in a shining figure, telling him, "My father, why did you forget me till now? And I'm passing away tonight." The bishop saw that as if he was awake. He prayed on her the prayer of ordaining monks and put on her the garb of monasticism. When he did not find a colonsoa, the cover of the head, he took off his own and put it on her head. Then he put on the holy scheme. She had a silver cross on her hand, which she gave it to him, saying, "Accept this cross from your disciple." Immediately the bishop woke up from his sleep and found the cross in his hand, and he looked attentively at the cross, which was beautifully made. He was amazed and glorified God. He went with his disciple to the house of this saint. He found her son sitting beside her room, crying. When he asked him why he was crying, he replied, saying, "My mother called me in the middle of the night and bade me farewell and told me that she is departing tonight to go to the Lord Christ. Then she commanded me, saying, 'Whatever the bishop tells you, do, and do not break it.' Then departed in peace." When the bishop heard this, he came to the room of the saint and knocked on the door and called on her, but she did not answer. He said, "This blessed saint had departed indeed." And he ordered his disciple to open the door. When the bishop entered, he found that she had already departed. She had on the scheme that he had put on her in his vision, and also the colonsoa that he had on. He realized that what he had seen in his sleep was a reality. His eyes were filled with tears. He praised and glorified God, who works out the satisfaction of his saints. The bishop shrouded her by his own hands, as was the custom of the nuns, and ordered to carry her to the holy church, where he prayed over her. There was in the city a paralytic, infidel man, suffering from evil spirits. He asked his people to carry him and take him where the body of the saint was. When they brought him to the church, he drew near to the holy body with faith, and he was carried instantly. The devil came out of him and was able to walk well. He and his entire household believed in the Lord Christ, and the bishop baptized them. And everyone who had a disease or a deformity would come to the church and touch the holy body and would be healed. The blessing of her prayer be with us all, amen. On this day, also the year 213 of the martyrs, the Blessed Father Ambassinus II, 28th of Patriarch of the See of the Saint Mark, departed. This father was the steward of the churches of Alexandria. When Pope Peter III, the 27th Patriarch, departed, the bishops, elders, and people agreed to consecrate this father patriarch for what was known of his Orthodox faith and piety. He was called Athanasius, the last to identify him from Saint Athanasius the Apostolic, and that was during the reign of Emperor Zeno. This father participated with Emperor Anastasius, who came after Zeno, to re-establish the peace between the churches of the East after being disputed by the Council of Chalcedon. The time of this pope was peaceful and tranquil. He shepherded his people in purity and righteousness, then departed in peace. He sat on the throne of St. Mark for 7 years. The blessing of this prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the martyrdom of the Militena, the Virgin. The blessing of her prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever, amen.
Lord have mercy.
For us, for the benefit of emergency application, every which are upon you, Lord our God, those every for us, they pray for them who are saving them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection.
According to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, may his blessings be with us, amen. From the Psalms of our father, from our teacher, David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us, amen. The Lord lives, blessed be my rock, let the God of my salvation be exalted. Therefore, I will give thanks to the Lord, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and send praises to your name, alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, and Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd. For he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.